Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Connor and I am with Mike. We're back to recording again, Mike. It's been a few weeks because of some travel stuff. And
it has. Yeah. I went solo last week. You were in Scotland, you and Andrew. Tell me about how that went real quick.
It was amazing. Andrew was there for a school conference and I kind of tagged along and got to see a lot of the country and enjoyed it. Yeah.
And you were in Aberdeen,
yes,
Scotland.
Aberdeen.
Wow.
Maybe an interesting thing to say about Aberdeen is that there's a lot of church buildings everywhere, all made of this cool kind of gray stone, and a lot of them have been converted to bars or coffee shops or nightclubs or something like that. So,
wild.
Yeah, wild. Wild. It's a strange thing to see.
Man.
But there are some exciting things happening too. Sinclair Ferguson is in Aberdeen at a church there, and the Gospel Coalition put out an article probably 2 years ago about that exact fact that there were all these churches that have been bought by, you know, different things, and then but there's some great gospel stuff happening in the city too. So It was a great trip. Beautiful country. It's super green and it was fun to see. So yeah. Tanner was gone as well. Tanner was in Japan for a little while, so that's part of the reason that we weren't recording for a week too.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And I went on a little mini travel. I took Angela away for a surprise anniversary getaway on Sunday after church. It was our 34th anniversary on June 1. So went up to Santa Barbara for a couple nights. Just got back yesterday.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Was she surprised? She's really
truly
surprised.
That's truly surprised.
Good job.
The kids
pulling
also
that off.
I had a bunch of little gifts we had figured out for her. I had figured out, and the girls. The girls had kind of helped me a little bit, so they all knew, that the four daughters knew, and actually the five daughters, my daughter-in-law was also in on it.
That's awesome.
But the funny thing is, so we all go out to brunch after church with the kids, and then we just got back in the car afterwards, and we started driving home, and then I took a left turn onto the 405, and Angela's like, "Why'd you do that?" And I'm like, "Oh, I thought you told me to go this way." And
That's
then she's
awesome.
Like, "What's up?" I said, she goes, "Are we going? Do you have luggage in the back?" And it was really cool. In the back of the truck. You know,
that's awesome. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
She was truly, truly surprised.
I am impressed that you pulled that off. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. That's great. Well, that's a good segue to what we're talking about on the podcast today. The question that we're answering, well, question you're answering, Mike, is what's your best marriage advice after 34 years of going here? 34 years in, what's your best marriage advice? So that's the right number, right? 34?
I can do that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It is. 1991.
So,
June 1, 91.
Yeah. So the question is, and someone asked you this, and that's what prompted the podcast, but what's the best advice you got 34 years in? That's what I'm teeing you up with.
Okay. Yeah. This will be a brief one because I think that you can say this pretty quickly, but number one, Jesus is Lord. Keep that clear in your heart and mind. So Jesus is Lord. Keep it that way or you will crash.
Hmm.
And so you've got to be strong in the word. You got to be strong in prayer. You got to be strong in the local church. I think those three things immediately, like you've got to be right with that. And so Jesus is Lord. Keep it that way or you'll crash. But then the word, prayer, and church. And keep on going. You got to confess your sins. You got to confess your sins to one another. Okay. This is what James says. Accountability with other men. And you got to stay humble. You got to be bold. You got to trust Jesus like crazy. Hmm. That was literally my answer to this person that asked me, okay, best marriage. And I put really best marriage and parenting advice,
right?
34 years in. Jesus is Lord. Keep it that way or you'll crash. Word, prayer, church, confess your sins, accountability with other men, stay humble, be bold, trust Jesus like crazy.
Hmm.
And it's interesting. This person came back to me and said, "What does effective accountability look like with other men?" And he said, "I'm curious because it came up the other day." So I'm going to give you a quick answer on that one too, because I think that's one of those things that people could say, well, you know, word, prayer, church, confess your sins. That's great. I want to do all that. But accountability with other men, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that is the arena. That's the vehicle in which I did a lot of that stuff.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, and it also shaped the way my perspective on marriage and the way they kept pointing me back to loving my wife and being careful with my wife and tender with my wife and cherishing her and all of that. And I would say that men that don't have this, they're left to their own devices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I told this guy, I said, "Look, that's a good question. I think it basically means stay accountable to the same group of guys for quite a while, as much as you can. And just give you a point of reference, okay? I've served at 3 churches in the last 40 years of pastoral ministry, since 1985. And one was in Downey, one was in Irvine, and then obviously Grace Church of Orange is in Orange. So in Downey, I had a group of 3 other guys that I met with for a number of years. I'm still friends with them, Gary Rutherford, Rod Appleton, Tom Munson, and we met every week for years, okay? And then I went to a church in Irvine and for about 14 years, and I had a group of 3 other guys. And I actually started that group. I found 3 guys that I was playing basketball with at the church. I said, would you guys get into an accountability men's Bible study type group? And some guys came and went, but Bill Larmore was the constant. And some guys stayed for 5 or 6 years or whatever. Some guys stayed longer. Bill and I had the group together for about 14 plus years. Then I came to Grace Church of Orange, and that was my prayer request. Like, one of my prayer requests was like, Lord, give me a group of guys to meet with. Mm-hmm. Well, I found 3 guys, Brian Bush, Bob Niwa, Daryl Christian, to be in this group. Daryl moved, Bob also moved on, but for about the last 5 years, it's been me, Brian Bush, Tom Radmilovich, and George Miklia. And each group was essentially the same format. Literally, we'd get together, we'd talk for a while, we'd get into the Word, we'd share prayer requests, and it's totally simple. I don't think I've ever gone through a book with any of those groups. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my favorite thing to do with groups, by the way, because I think people just kind of check boxes to do that. It's not a bad thing. It's something I don't gravitate towards. I read tons of books. Mm-hmm. I just do those on my own, and maybe I'll discuss them with people. But interestingly, in that group, it was like we would ask questions, ask each other. We were able to ask each other anything, and these were to be confidential groups. Okay, stays here, but you could talk to each other about things, and it's like you knew that every Wednesday, it was always Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, we were going to be meeting, and it would be for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever you know worked out to be, on a weekly basis, usually about an hour and a half, and it was good. And the thing is, in every one of those groups, there were guys that became just the dearest of friends. But also, you know, the iron sharpening iron, and one man sharpens another. There's this idea that, oh, that's just awesome and that's good and it's painless. Well, iron sharpening iron is not painless, and there's friction that gets created. Mm. So the closer people get, whether it's marriage, whether it's parenting, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a group of guys that are committed to one another, they're friction. If friction doesn't happen, you're probably not getting very close, okay? So in every one of those groups, there at times there would be a challenge, a friction, a disagreement of some sort that you would work through. That's what you do. You work through. You don't cause a big fight with each other. Never once in any of those groups were there any like split in the group and we were in a fight together. No. But yeah, in a moment, you have a disagreement. You have different opinions. Sometimes you have to apologize to each other after and say, you know, yeah, I was a little strong with my opinion right there. Yeah. I got a little emotional,
yeah,
or whatever. And so I would just say it's a microcosm of life. But without those men in my life, like, again, guys have to be anchored somewhere and you can't go solo.
Mm-hmm.
And so the problems crop up when guys aren't. Now, again, you could have problems when you in those kind of groups, too. I've met with many, many men before who will say, yeah, I was in a group of guys, but I didn't really, I wasn't honest, mm-hmm, or whatever. So it depends on how honest you want to be, how real you want to be, how transparent you want to be.
Yeah.
So, but again, it's going to carry over in the way you live with your wife and live with your kids and live with your coworkers and all of that. So, yeah.
No, that's so great. I appreciate that last point about honesty, because I think that you're right. You can think of how easy it would be to, well, I don't know if it'd be easy, but to just show up and not be honest. So that self-disclosure, I think, ends up being really key. Just one more question, Mike. That's everything you've shared so far, super helpful. I was just going to ask if you have anything on the side for women. So Word, prayer, church, and confession of sin, that kind of, it maps onto, you know, men and women, mm-hmm, obviously. But then on the side of your advice to this guy, it was, you know, accountability with men.
Mm-hmm.
Would you think in the same way for women, that it's that accountability piece that's so important? Or is there kind of anything else that would come to mind of, you know, foundation for a really healthy marriage and parenting life?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. You know, the words we use are maybe don't always fit with everybody. It's kind of interesting. I'll give you an example. Like, I would say, yeah, what I said, I would apply it to women and men. Like, Women, word, prayer, church, confess your sins, accountability with other women, stay humble, be bold, trust Jesus like crazy. I might say relationships with other women, you know, I might say it that way or whatever. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. There was a, in one of the groups I was in, not at Grace, but another church, one of the moms, one of the wives of one of the guys says, hey, to the other gals, let's have the same kind of group these guys have. And they tried to kind of recreate our group. It just didn't work. It was like it worked for four guys. It didn't work for four gals. But it kind of got pushed a little bit like, well, we have to do this or else it's not good. Now, I will also tell you that even in every group I've had, and guys come and go, if you get a new, one guy moves away, you get a new guy in there, whatever. But we didn't just add guys willy-nilly. And this was a kind of a tight group, okay? And I think these kind of groups are really important. The thing is, we didn't always see eye to eye on the way the group should be, right? Hey, let's do a book, or let's get more serious, or let's not get so serious, or whatever. And it depends on the guys' personalities and what they wanted. And there would always be some guy that was a little too tightly wound and another guy that was too loosey-goosey, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I would say is this. What never happened in any of these groups is that no guy would be allowed to, like, trash their wife behind her back. I don't remember guys even going there, but if it would have gone there,
it would have been shut down.
Like, no, you don't do that. You deal with your own issues. But not if the person's not present, you don't talk negatively. I have found that there are some groups of men that will at times do that, and I think it's horrible, okay? And there are times that groups of women do that, and it's horrible, where they literally trash their husbands, and then a gang of concerned friends go and tell their spouses, and then they gang up on this guy. I've seen it happen, and it's like, yikes, okay? That's just an immaturity, or that's just a short-sightedness that I think shouldn't be, I don't think that should be happening in the body of Christ. I think if you got issues in your marriage or your parenting or whatever, talk to someone who is confidential. Too many people pass way too much on. You say to someone, oh, I'm saying this in confidence, please don't share with anyone. And they literally go and tell someone. There's no integrity with that, okay? So you have to know that you trust your friends and that they don't go tell other people and they don't go tell their spouse, okay? Like in our group of four guys or whatever, it's like, hey, we don't go tell our spouses what we talked about this morning, okay?
Yeah.
And again, I think spouses, when you go to a meeting like that, they wonder like, did you say anything about me? Or did you say anything about the argument we just got in or whatever it was? So I think you got to be really careful. And it's like, again, if you are a maturing believer, you'll be that way in a group of people. If you're an immature person, you're going to be that way with a group of people. Okay. So choose wisely who's in your group, because bad company corrupts good morals. So be careful about that.
That's
too.
Great. Yeah. That's all really helpful. So, word, prayer, church, confessing to one another, and accountability or friendship. Super helpful. Any closing thoughts, Mike, before we wrap this one up?
Yeah. Stay humble, stay repentant. The confession of sin is repentance and humility, and be bold to do that as well. And literally to trust Jesus. I mean, like, and when I say that, it's not like in a vacuum, but in the middle of being in the Word on a daily basis and praying dependently and being involved in a church and knowing and being known and all of that.
Yeah. I actually forgot, your very first thing was Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And then the last thing was trust Jesus like crazy. So it's about recognizing his lordship and trusting him. Absolutely.
And I'll jump in too, that like there's plenty of times, and on all these groups, there's usually one person in the group that you're a better friend with that you might one-on-one. I think that if you have some deep issues, one-on-one, right? Two gals talking, two guys talking. And I think I've done that plenty of times with friends, and we just, hey, give me some advice on this. You know, there's plenty of times you throw it out to the whole group. But if it's like something that's going on like in your marriage or in your parenting, I would be more apt, and I think most people would be more apt to just talk to one person. But it could be someone in your group, or it could be, you know.
And I think I've learned this from you. If you have close relationships with different people, there's different people you can look to in different areas of your life, right? I know I can kind of get good wisdom from so-and-so.
Yeah.
While you're not trying to shield, you know, kind of the real stuff from maybe somebody who's close that should know.
Right.
There's so much more to say, but I think we can wrap it up there. Yeah, it's been really good. Thanks for the good encouragement. 34 years, one at the cost of 34 years, all that wisdom. So thankful for you, Mike. Listeners, hope that was helpful to you and a good encouragement to you, whether you're married, whether you're not married, wanting to be married, have been married. I think there's there's ways to just draw from that and think about what it would look like in your life. So thankful for you as well, especially if you're at Grace and we know you. And we'll talk to you next week on the podcast. God bless you and have a great day.